Live, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
Listen on WRHI 100.1 and WRHI mobile app.
Platinum Radio.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good times and beer. We got girls from the country so hot. Better than money, shotgun riding right beside us. Wouldn't trade nothing for the life of a po' boy. Shooting shit.
Good Friday morning. Looking at 73 degrees out there, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
We love our country music.
We sure do. That was the Davison Brothers Band. They will be part of the ticket as part of the Country Music Field Day big party. It's happening August the 15th in Kershaw in Lancaster County. We have the organizer, Justin Ray Williams, joining us once again with an update on how this big festival, music festival, is coming together at a time where we just need to get outdoors and escape everything that's happening in the world.
And that I love the name.
Yeah.
The name makes you smile. Country folk will survive.
That's right. Yeah.
That's like you're already getting in that frame of mind. When you show up, you know it's going to be a good party.
Yep, you know it's going to be a party when we got like Wits End, for instance, from Kershaw. They bring the party, you know.
A safe party,
that is correct. So, yeah, VIP completely sold out. So we know that people are, you know, looking to get out, have a good time, but be safe at the same time. So that's why we're offering the tailgate spots for folks. So you can stay within your circle, have a good time, listen to some good music, get out in fresh air, 50 acres. It may not smell that good. It's a cow pasture, but you know, once you get out there, you'll be fine.
You get used to it.
You get used to it, right?
Just put your mask over your nose.
There you go.
Watch where you're walking, too.
And watch where you're walking.
Well, there's that.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
So, Justin, explain to folks, if you buy a ticket, and do you buy a ticket or are you buying a spot?
So there's a couple options that we have. Okay, so the field, like I said, it's 50 acres. It's enormous out there. So a lot of space to social distance. Okay, so our VIP tickets, which are sold out now, that gets you real close to the stage. You get your parking spot real close to the stage, and you like I said, party with your friends, your close circle at your tailgate there. Okay, so now what we have available are general admission tailgate parking spots. Okay, that's going to be about 60 to 75 feet away from the stage. You still get your 20 by 20 spot, so you can party with your close circle there and have a good time. And then we also have some general admission tickets. We have a backfield. It's huge. I mean, this place is huge. I'm talking 50 acres. So we have another 20 acres reserved for folks that you can park for $5 all the way in the backfield. And we have a small FM transmitter that'll come from the stage that you'll be able to tune in and listen to the concert as well there. So tons of space to social distance. And when you come in, we know that safety for our attendees, our staff, and our acts are number one priority for us right now in this climate. So we're offering masks to every single attendee that comes to the festival. We have, you know, sanitized stations out, you know, we have the whole kit and caboodle. And you're mainly going to be hanging out at your car. You know, you could pop a tent up, hang out there, listen to the music. It's 50 acres. It's going to be a good time. Lots of good bands.
Yeah, wear your boots.
Wear your boots, your jeans. Bring, in case it rains or something, you definitely want to bring some bug spray because there's bugs out there. We're in the country.
Like, yeah.
Country folks will survive, and it's out there, let me tell you.
All right, it's the Country Music Field Party, August the 15th. It's at Shop Road in Kershaw. Gates open at 11.
Yes.
And the concert begins at 4.
That's correct.
Now, last time you were here, you were teasing us with the big act, and that has been named, and we'll let you do the honors.
Yes. So we're kicking off with Davison Brothers Band is opening up. They're one of our headliners. And then they're opening for Gyth Rigdon, who was on The Voice about a year and a half ago or so. And he's a big country hitting act, too. So you have these two big country acts, the Davison Brothers Band, which they did like an ESPN opening song. Oh, and then you had, obviously, Gyth. He's done some big hitting songs on The Voice, obviously. So some big, big country acts. And, of course, Wits End, of course,
well.
So they bring the party, let me tell you.
A local favorite, for sure. Well, Gyth Rigdon, we've got a clip of some of his music if you're not familiar. Take a listen.
and speak that body language. Get to know you tonight, thinking that it might be dangerous. If we were to get it right, come on in nice and slow.
Wow.
Man.
Sounds great.
Just
and
a
he
little.
Didn't win?
He came, he was runner up.
Okay, he should have won based on that.
I know. I'm already feeling my mood change. That was good.
Right? Getting you ready, right?
You still got a show to do this morning, Patty. We have about 45 more minutes.
I'm feeling a little loosey-goosey in here. All right.
Oh, man. All right. It is again, once again, the Country Music Field Party. August the 15th, Shop Road in Kershaw. Again, the bill is already out there, or the list of acts, a mix of everyone from local, statewide, to national. Countryfolkwillsurvive.com. Go ahead and buy your tickets now. It is in a pasture, as Justin Ray Williams, the organizer, just mentioned. And again, all the protocol still in place.
Yes.
This comes, it sounds like, at a really good time before school gets started back. And vacations maybe didn't end up the way people wanted it to end up because of COVID-19.
Yes.
This seems to come at a good time where people want to get out of the house. They don't have to travel far. They can physical distance and be around their neighbors, but also just reconnect as a family, it sounds like.
That is correct. And I just did an interview with I'm on the list .press, and they interviewed me, kind of what y'all are talking about here. And I said, look, in this time that we're in, it may seem a lot of negative stuff going on in our life. And what better way to pull folks back together than doing a field party with country music, right? So I see, you know, people are responding to it, you know, they're like, wow, this is it's a great venue. It's outdoors, plenty of space to social distance, plenty of space to be safe. And on top of that, we've teamed up with the Wounded Warriors. They're going to be there as well. They're going to have a tent. They're going to have these personal protective kits. They come with a glove, sanitizer, and I think wipes and stuff like that. So if you go over there and visit the tent and give some proceeds to them, they're going to give you those kits. So we're also a big supporter of the Warriors. You know, they're the ones that, and the veterans, they're the ones that help us have these great freedoms. So they're going to be on hand there too as well. So we ask you to go check them out and go pick up one of those kits as well. So,
wow. You know, there's just something that roots, bringing it back to the basics, country music people, veterans. I mean, it's what an awesome idea, and to know that it's registering with people.
Yes.
And you're seeing it by your ticket sales.
Yeah.
So
people want to get out. You know, they want to get out. They want to listen to great music. So our lineup is, we're going to kick off at 4 o'clock. And we have DJ Slim McGraw. He's a huge DJ in the country music bar world, from Nashville to Vegas over to Charlotte area. So we have him there. He's going to be kicking it off, and he'll be playing music as we change out bands for us. We kick it off with Taylor Richardson. She's from Myrtle Beach area. Then we go right into Luke Smith. He's from the upstate of South Carolina. And then Justin Anderson. He's in the Midlands area. Mm-hmm. And then Wits End kicks off and brings the party for the night. They're going to kick off. And then we get into the Davison Brothers Band, and then Gaith Rigdon from The Voice.
Wow.
So big, big lineup coming to Kershaw.
Fantastic. Yeah, get your tickets today. Country Folk Will Survive. .com. It's called the Country Music Field Day Party, August the 15th. That's next Saturday, 504 Shop Road in Kershaw. That's in Lancaster County. Justin Ray Williams is the organizer. Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you
for
having us on. We appreciate that. We look forward to
it. It is 8:18 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 73 degrees. Let's get another check of that morning commute with Tyler Cupp.
Traffic beginning to build now as you make your way into work. A new accident to report, SC 274 in Old York Road. That's in the Newport area.